Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, skies are mostly clear. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoy mild temperatures, while Haifa is experiencing a cool, calm evening. Perfect for a quiet night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Trump presses Netanyahu to reduce Lebanon strikes amid rising global calls for a ceasefire. Also, according to Walla, Trump asked Netanyahu to scale back Israeli strikes in Lebanon during a phone call yesterday. Also this hour. From the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu initiates direct negotiations with Lebanon on disarming Hezbollah and establishing peace. Separately, Axios reports that Netanyahu announces negotiations with Lebanon after U.S. pressure. And finally, from earlier today, the JT notes the Iran ceasefire teeters as IDF continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon, with the Strait of Hormuz remaining closed. Reaction has been swift on social media. Neon Taster, a political commentator, observed minutes ago that in Israel, Trump's actions are often seen as pressure from Netanyahu and vice versa in the U.S. Amidar, a social critic, wrote recently that Netanyahu always seems eager to comply with Trump's requests, wishing Trump would act more frequently. Iyakobi, a journalist, broke news just now that Hezbollah was allegedly planning a coup in Beirut, which Israeli strikes preempted, leading Lebanon's government to order the disarmament of all armed groups and enter direct negotiations with Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the top story, Ynet reports Trump's call to Netanyahu to ease strikes in Lebanon comes amid international demands for a ceasefire. Despite mutual agreement that the Iran ceasefire excludes Hezbollah, there is a push for talks. This development hints at possible diplomatic shifts in the region affecting Lebanon-Israel relations. Turning to Walla's coverage, Trump's request for reduced military action ties closely with the ongoing U.S. mediation efforts. The phone call reflects the strategic dialogue between allies and could steer future military and diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Netanyahu's move to start direct negotiations with Lebanon. The talks focus on disarming Hezbollah and establishing peace, marking a significant diplomatic step forward. Successful negotiations could reshape regional stability and bilateral ties. From Axios, the announcement of negotiations with Lebanon follows U.S. pressure, specifically from Trump's administration. This underlines the influence of international diplomacy on regional conflicts, potentially paving the way for lasting peace. Finally, in earlier reporting from JTA, the ongoing Iran ceasefire seems fragile as the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The situation in the Strait of Hormuz remains tense. The outcome of these military actions could have profound implications for regional security and international trade routes. Turning to business and markets. First, from Mariv, Tesla is reportedly working on a new, smaller, and more affordable electric SUV. This move could expand Tesla's market share and influence in the electric vehicle industry. Separately, CTEC highlights that the disruption in Hormuz underscores the urgent economic need for climate technology. This development signals an increased focus on sustainable solutions globally and locally. And finally, according to Globes, Playtika, the Israeli mobile gaming company, is considering strategic options, including a possible sale. This decision aims to maximize shareholder value, indicating potential market shifts. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.